When the Quillmans arrived as missionaries in Zambia, they simply gathered people under trees and in small huts to share the story of Jesus. One of the first to listen was a woman named Josephine from the village of Simondo, a quiet, joyful woman with a deep hunger for truth. Week after week, Josephine walked the dusty paths to study the Bible. She soaked in every word about Jesus, his compassion, his power, his promise of a new life. Soon, she trusted Christ, and her joy became unmistakable. But behind that joy was a storm brewing. Josephine was married to the village headman, a man deeply committed to traditional spiritual practices and to the local witch doctor. When he learned she had become a Christian, he erupted in anger. Josephine quietly revealed that he had beaten her, locked her out of their home, and withheld food because she refused to deny her newfound faith. Yet she never missed a single Bible study. When planting season came, her husband took his seed to the witch doctor for blessing and ordered Josephine to do the same. She refused. "The only blessing I want is from the one true God," she said, unsure what God would do. Upon reading Deuteronomy 28 and praying that God would use her faith as a testimony, he did just that. That year, drought hit hard. Fields all around shriveled. Michael's own field nearly died. But Josephine's small plot stood tall, green, and full. When neighbors asked how, she simply pointed to her Bible, giving glory to God, saying, "My God keeps his promises." Still, the abuse continued. Still, she remained faithful. Then one Tuesday morning during Bible study, her husband appeared from the bush and sat quietly at the back and listened to John 3, how even the most powerful men must be born again. Afterward, he lifted his head, tears streaming. "I want what my wife has," he whispered. "I want the new life you spoke about." He surrendered to Christ that day. What followed was extraordinary. He returned home, gathered every idol and charm, and burned them. His children and elderly mother accepted Christ. Over the months, much of Simondo did the same. Today, nearly 2 years later, this former persecutor is a faithful servant. At year's end, a new church will be planted on land he himself donated. And Josephine? She is still joyful, only now beside a husband baptized and transformed by the same Savior who changed her life. Has he transformed your life?